أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام. رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, those listening over receivers, I have no intention of making tafsir of the Surah Al-Qadr. But just that we are at the doorstep of Ramadan, and we had a completion of the Quran Sharif in this majlis of zikr. The Quran Sharif itself has been referred to as zikr in the Quran Sharif. There are different meanings. One of the terms used is zikr. Now there's a lot of long explanation which again I'm not going into. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is His kalam, revealed it in the month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's heart was the recipient of the kalamullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was known as Muhammad, the son of Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa salam. But when the first verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. With the revelation of the first verses, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became Muhammadur Rasulullah. He was Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Now he became Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Now became Muhammadur Rasulullah. The Quran Sharif, it's Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says Muhammadur Rasulullah walladheena ma'ahu wa shiddaa'u 'alal kuffar ila akhiril ayah. So the Quran Sharif, which is a kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, was revealed in the month of Ramadan. We all know that when the month of Ramadan will come, may Allah ta'ala give us all life in the month of Ramadan and give us the tawfiq of making qadr of that mubarak month. That month, it is as if it commenced its journey 1 year ago. That's how we say the person is coming from very, very far. It will take him so many months to arrive. The person is coming on horseback, or the person is coming in a caravan, or the person is coming in a car, or the person is traveling by bus. People travel through different countries before they reach home. So like that, the month of Ramadan commenced its journey from the first of Shawwal. And it's that journey continued, until inshallah ta'ala on Sunday night, if the moon is sighted, so then it is going to be Ramadan. So what is going to happen in that month of Ramadan? There will be no changes as far as the hours of the day are concerned. It doesn't mean that now in the month of Ramadan, instead of 24 hours, we'll be having 28 hours, or 37 hours, or 40 hours. The hours of the day will remain the same. All the calendars of the world, the dates will remain the same. If you have to look at the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun and the first quarter of the moon and the last quarter and all the things that people look at, there's going to be no real changes in there. The sun will still rise as has been planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've got calendars that can give us 1,000 years of rising times of the sun and setting times. So all those things remain same, but we know that there is like an electrifying atmosphere. The first night especially, the masajid are packed, Quran Sharifs are taken out of the shelves, charities are being given, and people are dressing up. Why? Because it's the first of Ramadan. Those people who didn't make sometimes namaz all the throughout the year, they too are there, because the first of Ramadan. So lots of things happen in the month of Ramadan, and every person starts experiencing a kind of noor and light, and it seems as if the darkness is gone. And that saying of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the shayateen are chained, meaning the evil shayateen and devils, we see it, we experience it. It is a sign of the haqqaniyat of Islam and the truthfulness of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a very clear sign of his being a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that every person sees that there is a change. So this Quran Sharif was revealed in that month. So we are fortunate that we had, in this majlis of our zikr, we had the completion of the Quran Sharif. It is a great occasion whenever the Quran Sharif is completed. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his ahadith. How many there are with regard to the virtues of the recitation of the Quran Sharif, making amal on the Quran Sharif, propagating the Quran Sharif. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst you. And who is he saying that to? His companions. Amongst his companions were the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, and all the other companions of his. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, خَيْرُكُمْ. That means they were the first audience. After that, till the day of Qiyamah, whosoever will make amal on that, they will also become khair, the best amongst them. Till the day of Qiyamah, it will apply. But the first audience, the people who heard that from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam first, were his companions. Now he is telling them, khairukum, the best amongst you. So we can just see from that, that the person who is teaching the Quran Sharif, learning the Quran Sharif, propagating the Quran Sharif, therefore we are told, لا حسد إلا على إثنين رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار. There is no jealousy, no envy. But if you want to have a rush, ghibta, as they say, that to be desirous of something that somebody else possesses, but without desiring that it must be snatched away from that person. So then be desirous, I'm giving you the meaning, then be desirous of that person who has been blessed with the Quran Sharif and is occupied in the Quran Sharif day and night, teaching the Quran Sharif, learning the Quran Sharif, propagating the Quran Sharif, writing the Quran Sharif, distributing the Quran Sharif. By distribution, I don't mean we just go to the streets and we just want to pass it on to anybody and everybody. So this Quran Sharif, it is a kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala listens to the recitation of the Quran Sharif by his banda more attentively than a master will listen to his singing girl, singing songs. His bandi, his slave girl. How much attention he pays. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala listens to the recitation of the banda more attentively. His kalam, and now he is listening. So this person who is reciting, he is reciting the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala himself is listening. Now if we have to discuss the Quran Sharif and its virtues, we can go on all night. So we make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Just the other day one young hafiz came to me and he says that, Maulana, very strange thing happened in my life and I'm too ashamed to reveal it to you. So I said to him, definitely, if it is something that you can solve without revealing to me, then there's no need to reveal to me. We are not here to reveal sins, as Allah Ta'ala created us so that we go around revealing our sins, or we go and advertise our sins, or we go and publish our sins. Allah Ta'ala hasn't created us for that. We should conceal the sins which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself has concealed. And we should make tawbah, istighfar, and get out of it. This is where again a misunderstanding there is amongst people, that what is the need to become bayat with some sheikh? Because what is the person going to do? We are not here to reveal our sins. So they say, what is the purpose? Because the person is going to tell the sheikh, he said that I'm committing this sin and that sin. He said, that's a misunderstanding. There's no need to go there and give a whole list of sins that the person committed in all his life. But just as a person goes to a doctor, he goes to a specialist, he goes to a surgeon, and sometimes the person has to remove his clothes and show those parts of the body which are not permissible to be shown to anybody. It's haram, totally haram to show those parts of the body to anyone. But here the person is showing it to a total stranger, who is a doctor, who is a surgeon, who is a specialist. So what does he do that? For fun, for entertainment, for pleasure. Is that what he goes and show those parts? He is showing it so that that sickness which he is suffering from, which he cannot seem to get a cure for, and this surgeon, this specialist, he is an expert in that field, so he will then give him some prescription, or he's going to operate, he's going to remove that tumor, he's going to remove that clot, or he's going to do whatever is necessary. So that is the reason that the person is exposing his satar before the specialist or the doctor. But if he is doing it for pleasure, for entertainment and for fun, then it is haram. And if the doctor also is asking him to expose more than necessary, or asking the woman to expose more than necessary, then that's haram for him too. And haram for her also to expose. Shariat is very balanced. There's no extremism. On the one hand, treatment is necessary, so we have to do that. But on the other hand, there is no need to expose more than that which is necessary. So like that, to the shaykh also, the person now has tried. He is in zina, he is in fornication, or the person is in some other kind of sin which he can't seem to come out of. So therefore he chooses some spiritual specialist, and then he says that these are my weaknesses, these are my shortcomings. So neither must the shaykh then listen to all that for fun and pleasure and entertainment, and nor must the murid do that for fun, pleasure and entertainment. That is what Piri Muridi is all about. Not just bogus peers who have absolutely no idea and knowledge of tarbiyah. So what I am saying is this. What were we discussing? That announcement put my mind off. Yeah, that Hafiz Sahib. So he came to me and he says, Molna, I've got a problem. Very strange thing happened to me, he says, and I'm feeling very shy and very ashamed to reveal it to you. So I said, don't reveal it if there's no need for it. He says, no, no, it's worrying me. I want to come out of the problem. I said, well, then reveal it. So he says, I was a very good hafiz of the Quran Sharif, excellent hafiz. I even performed, he says, 20 rakats of Taraweeh, 20 rakats. And he says, within seconds, the Quran Sharif vanished from my heart. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We heard of this type of incidents in those days, and we read in the kitabs, but I'm telling you a very recent one. I'm not going to mention his name because I pity the person. Make a lot of dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala restores the kalamullah back into his heart. And then he gave me the, what, when it happened. He says that I was very particular. I used to recite the Quran Sharif, I used to make my salat 5 times a day, I should do everything. But then, I went into bad company. That's always the case, some bad company. And with this person, he says, somehow we landed at the escort agency and prostitute. And he says, believe me, he says, that when I was there with that prostitute, suddenly I found something left my heart. So I really experienced as if something left my heart. After that, I went home and whatever happened, he related. He says, and then I'm trying to read the Quran Sharif. It's as if I've forgotten even Surah Fatiha. Inna lillah. We must not make the Quran Sharif a plaything. So there are great virtues of the Quran Sharif. And if this had been happening all the time, now we will say that why it happened to him and didn't happen to all the other huffas. There are so many others also in rave clubs and discos and cinemas and theaters and doing all these type of things. But nothing happened to them. I know that there is a friend of mine that is coming with me to this haram places, but you can put him on the musalla and he can perform 25 rakats of namaz for you. And no mistakes also. So it does not mean that those people are saved. The noor of their Quran Sharif is gone from their hearts. They are just remembering the words. But if this type of incident had to become in vogue and common, that whenever a person engaged in some kind of zina, the Quran Sharif vanishes from his heart, then will anybody then go to those dens? The person will never go then, because he knows that this is something that will happen. If I go there, it is going to happen. then where is the test? So it happens in the lives of some people here and there. Always we must remember that these type of incidents, they take place not regularly. Everybody doesn't happen to. So that we remain conscious of the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching. And we must give up the sins believing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching. And we are answerable on the day of judgment. Not because there's some punishment that's going to come, we'll forget the Quran Sharif. In any case, I told him what to do and how to go about it. And inshallah, there is hope that this person will be back on track. Make dua for him too and for all the other huffas too. So there are great virtues, crowns of noor on the parents' heads and halfways of the Quran Sharif, all what he is going to get. You have been listening to all the time whenever we had khatam of the Quran Sharif here. Tonight, as I said, is a majlis of zikr. And these one or two things that I have mentioned. So that does not diminish in any way the value of the Quran Sharif, the greatness of the Quran Sharif, and the respect and the honor and the dignity that is given to the hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Doesn't mean because some people are not respecting or some people are not behaving right or some people are disrespecting, so therefore now we say all huffaz are like that. We must still respect every hafiz of the Quran Sharif because we don't know when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses that person with forgiveness for his sins. And what about those that are not indulging and engaging purposely in sins? They are good huffaz, they are making amal on the Quran Sharif, they're reading the Quran Sharif, they're learning, they're teaching and they're propagating. So then their darajat are so high that we can't even imagine. So we make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept Muhammad Irshad, and the best part is his ustad is also Maulana Irshad. So they all rightly guided and guiding rightly, inshallah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must accept him too. So it's a guiding hand, spiritually guiding Irshad. Allah ta'ala accept them, their parents, their teachers, their family members, and with the barakat of their completion, or his completion and the completion of the other huffaz of the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala accept the entire ummah. Why should we restrict it? Barakat of the Quran Sharif is such that Allah ta'ala can forgive the entire ummah. And Allah ta'ala give him the tawfiq of reading, making amal, and propagating the Quran Sharif. Last night we met a doctor. Last night. There were a few brothers with me there too. Maulana Rashid was there too. He says, Maulana, 10 years ago you told me. I asked you for some advice and 10 years ago you said that the Quran Sharif, besides the other things, he says, you told me to take the Quran Sharif because you want to stay away from sins and all those things. So you have to program yourself, you have to discipline yourself, you have to do something. So besides the other things, what one of the things that you said is that take the Quran Sharif every day, read at least 2 or 3 pages, and the meaning of those pages, what you have read, you get authentic tafsir in English now. Before we didn't have them, we said we have an excuse, but now there's no excuse. So read those 2-3 pages, not much too. Don't read one time 10 paras and after that put it away. Read 2-3 pages. Read the tafsir, or 1 page, 2 page, whatever it is. Ponder over it, reflect over it. In 365 days, you'll be surprised what you have learned. Like that, I gave him some nasihat. He says, since then, I started. And alhamdulillah, he says, it made my life so beautiful that I even threw the television out of my house. I don't miss it one bit. And he's a highly qualified doctor. And he says that, so much so that now I don't even worry about reading the newspapers too. And I just enjoy it, he says. I just enjoy reading the Quran Sharif and reading the meaning and all. So it's not something impossible. This is just last night. How many of them like that there are in the world? So all we need is a little bit of programming of our lives. And Ramadan Sharif is coming, and that is what we should be doing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the hidayat and the tawfiq of amal. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. دل وہیں رہ گیا, جاں وہیں رہ گئی. خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر, وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو شام و سحر, وہ سکون دل و جاں وہ روح و نظر. یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا, ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی. مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام, اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام. اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام, وہ صلاتِ سکون آفری رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام, اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام. اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام, وہ صلاتِ سکون آفری رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی, جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی. جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی, جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی. جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر, وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ وفتح قریب, ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب. برکت رحمت ساتھ چلنے لگی, بے بسی زندگی کی یہی رہ گئی. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. دل وہیں رہ گیا, جاں وہیں رہ گئی. خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی. زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر, زندگانی کاش ہو، زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر، کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر، کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر، اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی، خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ illallah, 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 illallah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Oh my most compassionate, generous, kind Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah, we sinful servants of yours, on this occasion, my beloved Allah, of Majlis of Zikrullah, and the Khatam of the Quran Sharif, we have extended our begging bowls before you, my Allah. Oh, my Rahim Allah. It is an occasion when your rahmat and your mercy descends. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. From the time that we became of age up till now, my beloved of Allah, every sin that we have committed, we are acknowledging. Ya Allah, but who is there to forgive those sins besides you? My beloved Allah, we are at the doorstep of the month of Ramadan. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak occasion, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey, mere pyare Allah. Ey, mere Rahim, Kareem Allah. Hum tere saamne bikhari bane hue hai. We like beggars have extended our begging bowls before you, my Allah. We haven't extended before human beings. Human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. If we don't beg of you, you become angry, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar, ab to hame maaf kar de. My Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Look at your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with rahmatul lil alameen. Hey, mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, my beloved Allah. The great ni'mat and bounty of sight we used, how much for your disobedience. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Oh, my beloved Allah. how much of your ni'mat and bounties we used for your disobedience. Hum sharminda hai mere Allah. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai. Whatever we may be, we are your slaves and your servants, my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah, we are your slaves. Where do we go? There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can beg. Oh my beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. With the barakat of the Quran Sharif, my beloved Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. There are so many people, my beloved Allah, who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. Those who have undergone operations, those who will be undergoing operations. Those who have met up with accidents. Oh, my beloved Allah. Shifa lies in your hands. We know that sicknesses and diseases can sometimes be a rahmat and a mercy. But we are extremely weak servants of yours, my beloved Allah. Bless everyone with complete shifa. Bless us with the rahmat of good health. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zaroor. Marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Oh, my beloved Allah. We are spiritually sick. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Oh, my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? We have made garbage bins of our hearts, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, due to our sins, the noor of our hearts is gone. Ya Rahim, don't test us, don't test us. Give us the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif, to propagate the message of the Qur'an Sharif. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to make amal on the Qur'an Sharif. Hamare hal par raham farma. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial problems, remove the difficulties with plentiful of halal risk. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Bless them with children who will be obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their parents. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who have children, make them righteous and pious. If they have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. My beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to give hidayat. Those who were the kuffar, they were from the mushrikeen, yahood, nasara, munafiqeen. But when you gave them hidayat, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sets out with a sword to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, via his sister you give him hidayat. Today he rests. Oh my beloved Allah. In the house of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu anha. The Rosa Mubarak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, next to him, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq. Ha, by Allah radiyallahu an. From way to way, my beloved Allah, the one who sets out to assassinate, he gets a resting place next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, then what is it difficult for you to give us hidayat? Change the direction of our lives. Clean and purify our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our sustenance. Barakat in our businesses. Barakat in our homes. Barakat in our life. Barakat in our time. Protect and safeguard our iman, our Islam. Protect and safeguard our homes, our children, our families. Protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, around the world, wherever people have been arrested without any justification, for no other reason except that they were propagating the message of the Quran Sharif and your sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, create the conditions for their release. whether they are in Guantanamo Bay or anywhere in the world, my beloved Allah, create the conditions for their release. Give hidayat to the zalims, my beloved Allah, those who are continuing with persecution, torture, harassment of the ummah. Give them hidayat, my beloved Allah. But if because of the obstinacy, hidayat is not in their taqdeer, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud. Remove them from the surface of this earth. By Allah, clean the earth from such zalimi. Ay mere Allah, abare hal par raham farma. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some haram on the internet or the television screen, or in adultery or fornication. My beloved Allah, that Hafiz of the Quran Sharif who has forgotten his Quran Sharif because of a visit to a prostitute quarters. My Allah, he has repented, he is ashamed of his sins. Restore the Quran Sharif once again into his heart. And not only him, but whoever, my beloved Allah, has forgotten the Quran Sharif because of our sins, my beloved Allah. We forget the Quran Sharif. Restore it into our hearts. Forgive our sins by Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzar hai Madina ab watan hota. Waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا My beloved Allah, if it is not muqaddar day, wherever it may be, let it be the best day of our life. Let it be in a state that you are pleased with us, my beloved Allah. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash istimaat ta'lim ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khankao ko qubool farma. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas, my Allah. Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us life in the month of Ramadan. Bless us with the tawfiq to fast in the month of Ramadan, to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, to make zikrullah, to give charities, to take care of the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans, to do all things that are pleasing to you. Distance us from all haram, my beloved Allah, especially in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand on this Mubarak occasion of the completion of the Quran Sharif in this Majlis of Zikr. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the problems, the tests, the trials, the sicknesses, the diseases of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night in this Mubarak Majlis. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and problem. Become ours and make us yours. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں